Lori, it's my understanding that you recently attended the Ag Chat Foundation's conference that was held in Austin, Texas. If you will, kind of give us an overview of that event, please.
Sure. Ag Chat is a foundation that began in 2010 to help farmers connect with consumers through social media platforms. And the conference was in Austin, Texas, a day and a half, where we were able to network, hear from consumers, chefs, other advocates about what they're doing as it pertains to agriculture and social media, getting your message across in a manner that is respectful and able to connect to others who want to know where their food comes from, who want to feel good about their food, good about the farmers who are making it, and feel connected to them as well.
Well, and Lori, that was going to kind of be my next question. How important is it for a farm family, an area farm family such as yourself, to connect with those consumers? How important is that?
After attending the conference, it really hit hard with me. It's even more important now. Not everybody has food choices. They have food, but they don't always get to make the choices they want when it comes to food. And if you have the chance to make those choices, you do want to know where the food comes from. You want to know who's providing it, because it doesn't just show up in the grocery store shelves. You need to know where it comes from. And I think it's important as we continue on. Food is going to be very important, especially by 2050. I believe they're predicting there'll be 9 billion people to feed in this world. So if we can get out there and talk to consumers, consumers can ask questions, I think there'll be a better understanding of where their food comes from, and then they will appreciate that more and appreciate what they have. And we as farmers are doing the best that we can, and we have a lot of people to feed. And the more people that we feed, the bigger the world will be, the better the world will be.
Lori, do you feel like this conference provided you with some tools that you can take back to your family farm and use?
I do. I think that one of the best parts of it was listening to those who deal with criticism and how they handle it, and also hearing about where the world is going when it comes to food production and how some little changes can make a big impact, and how that we are raising food and that we're doing a very good job of it. But there's other factors that play into that. And I think as producers, we can tell our consumers about that, and they can engage with us and just have good conversations.
So, Lori, tell me a little bit about the atmosphere at this conference, if you will, please.
It was a very, just an exciting time. Everybody was there ready to learn, wanting to learn, ready to connect, ready to listen, ready to take something home. So it was a good time, an enjoyable time, nice to meet some of the people that I've connected with through social media, and to actually sit down with them face to face was a wonderful opportunity.
Always nice to make that connection. Well, Lori, we want to thank you for sharing your experience with us. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Just if you are interested in social media, connecting with consumers, to please look up the Ag Chat Foundation at their website. It's just agchat.org, and they're also on Facebook. They do live Twitter feeds. If you ever have questions as a consumer or as a producer, they are more than happy to help. They are also working towards doing more on the face-to-face, not just the online, but they want to help farmers connect face-to-face with their consumers. So if you ever have any questions, feel free to get a hold of the Ag Chat Foundation.
Very good, and I'll put a link to their website as well. Lori, my final question for you today will be to ask you just to tell us a little bit about yourself. How long has your family been farming? How many acres do you farm? That sort of thing.
We farm in Linn County, and I am actually a fourth generation farmer here in Linn County. My dad has row crop and hay and cattle and still raises hogs. Me and my husband farm cash rent about 150 acres, and then we help my parents with their farming as well. And crop production is close to 1,000 acres, and then we also run 120 head of cattle.